One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Merkle Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people that really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. It went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkel.
And I'm Brian Shipper.
If you have a crazy and wild story you would like to share with us from the road, or if you'd like to have a conversation with us about your experiences on the road, go ahead and contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the hammerlanelegends.com webpage, hit the contact section, get a hold of us that way. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. Shipper, tell them about the voicemail line.
The voicemail line, short story, 5-10 minutes at most. Anything wild, crazy, wacky you might have seen. You leave a voicemail, 515-585-MERK, 515-585-6375.
Those peepers are working,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, don't you have new ones?
That's all I've heard about.
I can shoot a gnat at 1,000 yards, but I can't see 3 feet in front of me.
yeah, exactly, right?
What else is going on?
Buy me a coffee? Tell them about buy me a coffee.
Yeah, buy me a coffee. Keep us fueled. Keep us caffeinated at buymeacoffee.com/Hammer Lane. You feel like following the simple prompts there? You feel like contributing to the show that we do? Have at it. If not, thanks for looking. I think there might be a gear page or website. Go on that. See what we got. Leave a voicemail.
I'm sure that, yeah.
Let us know.
I think we have a couple of voicemails. We'll have to get to them. Yeah, I know. I got like two or three notifications this month. You know, so we're good.
No shit.
I know. It's a little late now.
You know? I'm voting for the felon, and that's all you need to know.
It's great to have him back in studio. You know, I'm telling you, I've missed you. It's nice to see you back with your new peepers.
That's it.
And apparently they're working well, except for when you got to read something that's small. So
yeah.
That's all right. That's what those are for. The cheaters. The cheaters come out. So,
envision my ass.
As everybody can see on the video, we do have an in-studio guest.
Yes.
In-studio guest. Introduce yourself. What is your name? Aaron?
Aaron. My name is Aaron. No, I work with you too here at Pitt, Ohio.
Yes, the Harrisburg terminal.
Out of our Harrisburg terminal. Yeah.
Well, it's my second home.
Nice to have you in studio. It really is nice to have you. Thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. Yeah. It's cool. It's really cool.
It's an interesting experience. I'll say that.
See, there you go. And by the time you're all done, you're going to be like, we should do this again. Honestly, that is most people's impression when they're like really nervous at first.
Yeah.
And then you just start talking, and it's just talking. That's all. We're just enjoying a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm cool with that.
So, yeah, it's even Shipper. You know, he's so quiet most of the time. Yeah, he's not a talkative guy. But he gets in here, and yeah, he turns into a whole different animal.
By the way, I think McClure, with the little talk I had with Russell Scott, McClure is getting him a Trump hat.
Oh, nice. Do you think he'll wear it?
I don't know. Well, to be determined, let you know on a future show.
Yes, we will find out, won't we? Well, so how are you doing? It's nice to have you in studio again. Thank you for coming and visiting with us.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for tracking through the traffic on a Saturday.
I know. What a beginning
freaking
to this trip, huh?
It hasn't been bad so far. Just traffic was those accidents were stupid. The one, like, when I got off the exit, because that accident on 81, there was a truck had just T-boned some sedan in the middle of the intersection.
Wow.
And then as I was waiting there, a tractor trailer made a right-hand turn and almost took out the tow truck driver.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're just having fun all over the place. We're just making more.
I was like, I had to get my phone out and record this
shit.
Wow.
Just keep on coming.
That is really close.
Wow. It was when I looked at when Chip said that you guys were, stuck in traffic, I was just like, I'm like, where?
And I'm like, that's exactly what I'm aware.
I followed Google Maps out 78, and I'm like, oh, you get to the 81 split, and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
And it's just
keep going
red.
South.
Yeah. it was red in on 78.
It was
red
not
down.
Fun.
Oh, my word.
But it's like GPS doesn't warn you, like, before you leave that there was anything going on. It wasn't until like 3 or 4 miles till it was like backed up that it had even said anything. I was like,
isn't that crazy? You'd think it would say, like, hey, there's an accident. Hey, look out for traffic.
Yeah. Or reroute you a different
or
way.
Leaving our house. You can't get there from here.
Stay home. Park it. Get on the phone. Make us a phone call.
Yeah.
Exactly whatever you got to do. Don't bother going. Yeah, it's just, I'm sorry about that.
No, but it's all right.
Nice
it was
to
all right.
In studio one way or
I
the other.
I had my music on. I was
there you good. Go. You're just relaxing and enjoying the... if you can do that, that's good. That's good. Cause,
I was just worried it was going to be like hours stuck in that. Cause I didn't know.
Sure.
The screen, it just showed red for miles. And I was like, oh,
that's what it looked like. I mean, I was like, holy cow.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. God bless you. Thank you for coming through all that just to get here to talk to little old us.
Happy to be here.
It's a pleasure. So you work for Pitt, Ohio. What do you do at Pitt, Ohio? What is,
ooh.
I mean, what is that you do?
She's the fastest manifester in the East Coast.
Yeah. Are we interviewing you or are we interviewing her?
I just summed it up there. I apologize.
Okay, show's over.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Keep the hammer down in the hammer lane.
Peace out.
He summed it up very well. No, I manifest all the paperwork, make sure all the hazmat's correct for you guys. Sit at my desk and that's about it.
Well, I did. The Chipper did tell me that you have another job that they kind of put on you. That there's somebody who has to go outside and put the placard.
They took the job away.
Oh, they took that back from?
Yeah, that was good. That was like a weird thing. I didn't hate doing it. I mean, it got me up out of my desk. And
if it's decent out.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
I mean, even when it was like raining, I didn't hate it.
No? I do.
It was more what I hate is more like when the drivers or you drivers come in and not all of you, but there are a select few that are like, is this done? Is this placarded? And I'm like, I don't know. And then they get mad at me because it's not done. And I'm like, I have no control over that.
Right.
And so I finally got to the point where I was like, well, I'll just go do it. And everybody seemed okay with it.
Right.
Like everybody was like, yeah, cool. It's getting done. And then I don't know where they're like, no, it's a safety thing. We can't have an extra person out there. And I'm like, all right.
Well, I was going to say, since when has that become the person who does the paperwork's job to put,
I mean,
the drivers know it's their job to put the placards on. It's not like it's, like it's ever changed.
Well, let's just say it was a certain couple people from West Middlesex.
Oh, so yeah. let's not be too specific.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, let's not get any, you know.
I'm not. She's not, but I can.
No.
Because you know me.
I really didn't hate doing it. Because right. there are times where I'm sitting there and I don't have anything to do and it drives me nuts.
Right.
And so I would much rather be out being productive or doing something.
Sure.
Than just playing games on my phone.
No.
So,
I don't blame you there.
You know, it is what it is. I didn't hate it. I didn't. Particular, it wasn't like my favorite thing to do, but I didn't hate it.
But the funny thing is, as you can tell, the drivers don't like doing it.
No, and that's like,
you know, it's like it's hard. And I know sometimes
we look forward to no placard,
you know,
Friday.
If you gotta play, you know, craft.
I get it for the most part. If there's a lot, like I completely understand.
Right.
And for the most part, I try to make up. Like if there's like tote placards,
sure,
I will try to make those up. But if I'm like busy, like then no,
you can
I'm
do
not
about
doing it.
It.
Right. Us drivers call that arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Romper room.
Yeah. So, I mean, if.
Yeah, speaking of romper room.
Yeah.
If there's a lot, I will try to at least make the tote placards.
No, that is really nice. And that's appreciated. It really is.
But, yeah.
But it's not your job. I mean, I.
No, and it's not. And, you know, and at first, I was like, why am I doing this?
But right.
Then I was just out doing it one day. I was like, you know what? I'm not sitting there. Like, I feel. Yeah. I feel unproductive. I feel.
I can appreciate that. I don't know.
Dumb, just sitting there, just twiddling my thumb sometimes.
Right.
It's not all the time, but there are times where I'm like, do, 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 do.
Right. That's because you actually do your job.
She can crank out 20 manifests in 15 minutes versus a different terminal on the East Coast. In other words, our home.
Yeah, believe me, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say there are some big differences between ours terminal and a lot of the other.
Yes, there are.
That I've noticed. And I've never even been to any of the other terminals.
Just the view is so much better.
But just to like the way that things are done or the way that their paperwork comes into me, I'm like, this is a little different.
It's crazy, isn't it? You'd think. It's just, you know, spitballing. But
it's the same company.
It's the same company. Everything should be uniform, right?
Everywhere.
Yep, uniform. Everything is uniformly done on paperwork that all looks the same from every terminal.
Every terminal is different.
They are.
Every single one does something different.
And you know what I found years ago when we used to go lay out as road drivers and you'd sleep at another terminal? Mm-hmm. Everybody does something different on their dock work. Oh, well, you go into work, you can come in and work the dock. Mm-hmm. And then you go into work the dock and you're like, if it's, you know, your first time going around the different terminals, you don't know how every terminal, because you're like, every terminal should do it the way, you know, my home terminal does it, right? That's what we all learn. Nope, that's not what we all learn. That's not how we all do
that's
it.
That's not how,
No, it's crazy.
That does blow my mind. It's like, I love the company as a whole.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
But it does blow my mind how differently each terminal will do things.
Yep. I totally agree with that.
We have the same CEO, the same, you know.
Yep.
Name, like everything. Why
same color trucks, same color trailers.
Yeah, why is it so different?
It is strange. And at the same time, I get it, because you know, somebody in Ohio is you know, learning the job from somebody in Ohio, and somebody in Allentown is learning the job from somebody in Allentown.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's just the way that they learn to do it, and whether things just got changed. So I understand it. And it's like, you know, it's fine.
Like
it's not like
telephone where things
just get changed just a little bit.
Whisper down the aisle.
It's like, by the time you get to the end, it's not at all what it used to be.
Right.
It's like, well, you know, I don't know what to tell you. That's the way it is.
Well, this is what he said. Well, this is what I heard.
Imagine what it's like going out to
we
the
don't do that.
Terminals. Yeah. How do they do it in Indiana? I don't know, but it ain't like it. You know, it's just one of those things. Yeah. It is strange, and it's fun, and it, you know.
No, but I do enjoy working for Pitt, Ohio, like as a whole.
Yeah, I think they're a great company. Absolutely. I mean, I've been here for a long time, and I'm glad to be here, and I think most people, if they didn't like it, they'd move on.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's just I can't imagine being someplace that
where
I hate
just
it.
Miserable.
You know? Yeah. It's like, I mean, there are some days, you know, but that's normal for everybody.
Everybody's got those days where they're just like, fuck this place.
Yep. Yep.
But for the most part, I'm pretty happy where I'm at.
Yeah. And that's good. That's really good. Yeah. How'd you get involved at Pitt, Ohio?
Ooh, that's a story.
That's what I was hoping for.
No, so I was a stay-at-home mom. I decided that I was going to leave my husband.
Uh-huh.
And my next-door neighbor, who happened to be one of my best friends at the time, him and his wife were like my brother and sister.
Okay.
And he was, I was like, I got to find a job. And he was like, the lady who did my job,
Linda.
Yeah. She had just retired.
Okay.
And so he's like, we're hiring. And so I did that night. I just went online. I put in an application and Jason Stank called me a couple days later and was like, hey, come in for an interview.
That's awesome.
So, but yeah, that's how I got started at Pitt, Ohio.
That's fantastic. How long are you there now?
Oh, 3 years. January coming up will be 4 years.
Does by quick, doesn't it?
Does go by quick.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
But, you know, hopefully soon we'll be out of the office.
Cool.
I mean, I love my job.
Yeah, of course.
But I, you know.
She wants to drive.
I do.
That's awesome.
So that means that's quicker I can get out.
Amen, brother. No, that's really cool. So you want to start being a, I guess you just join the apprenticeship program. Right? Is that how they'll work it for you? Or have you talked to anybody? Or?
Yeah, no, I've talked to, you know, cool. Like Eckert and Stank about it a few times. And they know where I want to go and what I want to do. I am going to go move out to the dock, though, probably in the next, I'm hoping, like 6 months or so.
So you're going to work the dock?
Yeah, they told me I had to for a while at least.
Gotcha.
But then
that way you can learn how they do it in Harrisburg and then they won't do it anyplace else like that. So like we just saying. Yeah.
Yeah. No. And then that'll also give me time, you know, study for my permit.
Good.
Stuff like that.
Right. So. Right. That's exciting. Are you excited?
I am excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so as your long-term goal, do you want to do road driver, city driver? What is your ultimate, like, what would you like to do?
I think eventually. I mean, my youngest will be 18 and 13, so 5 years. Five years. And then I figure once she's 18, like kind of more self-sufficient.
Yeah, 100%.
Then I'll go
you.
To like Line Hall and do that stuff.
Nice. But
for, you know, until they're all grown and out, I'll just be city driver for now.
Yeah, I get that. That's cool. Yeah. I think, you know, to me, Line Hall is where it's at because I ain't humping any freight anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I can't even climb in and out of the back of the trailer with the hip I got now. It's like, no, it's just.
And it's new. It's new.
It's tenuous. Yeah. You know, because I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't want to fall.
I don't know.
That's the last thing I want to do now. You know, it's shatter. It's the head, the ball part that goes into the socket is ceramic. And I'm like, how durable is that?
Yeah.
You know, it's like. I've dropped a plate before.
I dropped a ceramic mug.
Right? It's the first thing that ran through my head when they told me it was ceramic. I'm like, are you sure?
We used to go all stainless, but we had a recall.
Yeah, you know, I think it's cold in the wintertime.
Can't give you like titanium. But, you know,
so, yeah, right. Exactly. Make it something durable. But anyway, I think it's cool. And that's, you know.
Ultimately it's about the money. Like,
well, of course,
if I could like make the kind of money that you guys make working in the office, absolutely, I would stay where I'm at.
Yeah, I'd take the job in the office if I could make the.
You wouldn't look good in a dress.
I bet you I would.
Hey, that's right. I don't look good in a dress either. So we're good then. Yeah. But no, I don't want to. I don't know. For me, it's about just making a better life for my girls.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Exactly.
I think that's great.
Like,
that's it.
It's like the single mom. I want to show them that, you know, you don't need to have.
You can do it.
A guy to, you know, get through.
To that. Earn a living.
Yeah.
You know, right.
So that's my ultimate goal is just to, you know,
like show Gary's, them that. Like Gary's niece.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. You know, like just show Billy them Joe. If you work hard.
Bobby Joe.
You
know. Bobby Joe.
I didn't say the name because I wasn't going to screw it up.
As soon as I said Billy, I knew it was Bobby. I'm like, oh, no.
Sorry.
Billy, Bobby, what's
all right. It's all B's and J's.
But,
so, anyway.
Anywho. Notice you said I that,
think
not that's, me.
I think it's awesome. I really do. I think it's great. You know? Because that is, I mean, in this industry, the driving is where the money is. And I know it sounds very mercenary to say it that way, but it's just true.
It is. You know? There's no other way to say it, though.
That's it. I keep telling my wife, why don't you go become a driver so I can quit?
Yeah.
She won't.
See, like, I would love to be a driver.
Like, I think it's a great job. I do.
I mean, I get by okay-ish.
Yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean? But
yeah, of course.
To have that like stability where I can be like, hey, let's go on vacation.
Yeah.
Or, hey, let's go to the movies this weekend.
Or, yep. You know, or you're just not worrying about anything. You know what I mean? Like, you're not worried about the bills as they come in or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? I get it. I totally get it. That's always my, you know, it's my own hope for my own kids.
Yeah.
You know, which, I mean, you know, Tony's doing fine. Jack is doing fine. Tanya's doing, yeah, they're all doing good. So, yeah. But
I just don't want them seeing me struggle anymore than yeah. they have to, you know?
Of course. I get that. Yeah. I mean, it's a parent issue, you know, you just, you want to, you know,
no, and, they're all pretty good though. Like I actually feel really bad because my middle daughter will be like, hey, do you guys want to go to lunch or something? Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh yeah, we'll go to lunch. But then she's like, I feel bad ordering food because I know you don't have a lot of money. I'm like, just order food.
Wouldn't take you to lunch if we were going to order food. Yeah. We're not going to sit here and drink water.
So yeah, she'll like purposely look for like nice the cheapest thing. And I'm like, just get what you want. I'm like, look, I wouldn't have brought you out if I didn't think I could do this. And so it is like, they do kind of make me feel bad sometimes. Like, they know.
Sure.
They're all old enough. They know.
Yep. And they're your kids. They love you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And see, that to me, that's the other thing is that, you know, your girls are all getting older. They're all eventually going to move out.
Yeah.
It's going to be you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
They want to make sure mom's going to be okay when she's by herself.
I was kind of like, we talk about ourselves. Like, I always tell people we're like the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Because we're.
Believe it or not, I'm interrupting right there. Jackson used to love to watch that show. I never saw the show, but I know all about it because my youngest.
That's one of my favorite shows.
I was like, when Michelle told us, like, what? what is Gilmore Girls?
Yeah.
And she told me, she said, Jack loves that show. I'm like, what? Well, whatever.
But yeah, no, you
know, no judgment here.
That's what I equate our like. Relationship to is like we're friends, but they also know that when I'm being mom.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're really respectful of it. Like, hey, I need you to do this. Okay. Hey, can you please do this? Okay. Like,
that's awesome.
They never fight me. They never, you know.
That's awesome.
Give me problems.
Yeah, that's good.
So I did. I looked out.
Well, I think that's a reflection on your parenting skills.
It is.
I mean, I did raise them pretty much alone.
There you go. Right.
That's why I said you and your.
They are a reflection. They are a reflection of what they learn. So
yeah,
that's cool.
So they are amazing. I do love girls.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So driving truck is where you're going to head now.
Yep.
That's what you get.
That's where I'm headed.
I think it is great. I really do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you talked to me 30 years ago. I would have never said
of course.
I would be a truck driver.
Right.
I was heading down to be a life flight paramedic. That was my dream job as a life flight paramedic.
Wow. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah, I did the whole EMT thing for a little bit.
Uh huh.
Then got pregnant, and my ex was like, I want you to be a stay at home mom.
And that
mom.
Was that, huh? I'd like to be a stay at home mom.
I mean, it was, I will say, I did. It wasn't all bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't all bad.
Right.
I will say, though, I would prefer to work than be a stay at home mom ever again. Like, if I had to go back and do it again and I knew how it was, I would absolutely just choose to work over being a stay at home mom because it's just so much harder. You're never off. Never, never off.
That is, 100%.
Like, middle of the night, they wake up, you have to be there.
I don't know. I don't.
And my ex, when we were together, he was deployed all the time. Like, all the time.
Wow. So he's in service?
Yeah, he was in the Air Force.
Okay.
So,
It's rough. Yeah, when he's always out.
Well, yeah, he was Air Force, and then he also did government contracting.
Okay.
So he would get deployed with the Air Force, mm-hmm. and then he'd come home and do government contracting, which he would immediately leave again.
Wow.
Then he'd come home for 4 months. Then he'd be gone for 4 months. Then he'd come home.
That's
just how it went for
years. So you're on all the time. You're the moms, which, like you said, you don't ever get a break.
Like, well, I was just working for 4 months straight. I need time off. And I'm like,
it's like, what do you think you've been doing for the past 4 months? I've been working too.
Cool, me too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, holy cow. Yeah, my hat was always off to my wife, and she was at home until the kids were all in school. And then she worked at daycare, and she did that for years. And out in the house, she did that. I mean, bless her for doing it.
Yeah, I love my girls, but I would never, ever choose to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, it's, I get that.
It's just because it's hard. Not because I don't love them, but it's just hard.
Yeah, like having one under three is a lot. Yeah,
that, what, every deployment I got pregnant, whether he was coming home or leaving. So I was like, no, we're not.
We're not. It's out. Don't you touch me.
Pretty much. Don't come near me. I was like, you're getting snipped. I'm getting, we're just, it's not happening anymore.
It is amazing. I don't know how moms do it. Or stay at home dads. I mean, there's, you know, nowadays is stay at, and I get it.
Oh yeah, no,
and
absolutely.
As much as it sounds, stay at home
parents. Yeah, it's a difficult job
because it's 24/7. Like you said, you're never off. No. You know, you are always doing something.
Like,
so
when they're in school, it's like you still got to you know, get dinners prepared. You still, or you're doing laundry. You're still, you know, trying to keep things clean, or you know.
And if you're like our kids, you're answering the phone from the school. Mm-hmm. Tony
oh,
was,
yeah, no, my
you know, it's just, it's funny. It's just, you know, Jack, all three of them. It's like at one point or the other, you know, somebody's getting a phone call from saying, and Michelle, she fielded all those phone calls and did all the visits and did all those things because I was driving truck. And it was like, well,
Addie, my oldest, her whole entire elementary career, I got called at least once a day from the principal. Every day.
Isn't it fun?
And like, without a doubt, at least once a day. And not because she was bad. It was more like she had ADHD, but they wouldn't diagnose her until a certain age.
Right.
And then all these other issues. And
right.
So it was just, you know, she's kicking the desk. She's, you know, walking around the classroom, and it was just stupid stuff, but it was just every day I was getting a call. Hey, you need to come in. Hey, this is what's going on. Hey.
But you know, sometimes like stuff like that, this is what we found out with Jack, was he was like that. And when he was in elementary school, he had a hard time, you know, and it was because it wasn't challenging enough for him. And that,
a
kid will find a way to occupy themselves when they're not being challenged.
All her teachers from kindergarten on up have, every year, at least one has emailed me. You know, she's so smart. She's amazing.
See?
She does above grade level answers. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't apply herself. And I'm like, she's me.
And sadly,
she's me.
You know, a lot of it is that they're not being challenged in the classroom. Like that, enough.
I think that's her
to occupy her brain where she feels she has something to strive towards. Well, she's finding it easy to get all the answers and do the answers and do the even the major big answers. You know, where it's, you know, not normal. She's doing a great job. She's bored.
Yeah.
Which means, in my mind, it's like she's just not being challenged.
Yeah.
You know, well, enough. And you realize they're in school, so it's, you know, you got 32 kids in the classroom or whatever, and so it's hard to, and I get
keep
that.
Track of what everyone's doing. I get it, yeah.
Yep.
And, I mean, she does have some pretty amazing teachers. But,
good, that's awesome.
But, it's just, you know, it's hard when you're constantly just mom all the time. So, absolutely.
Like, and that's a job title that never goes away.
And just even, like, having adult conversations outside of your kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah, when they're 5 years old.
Yeah, going to work, it's nice because you get that break. You get that,
I mean,
you know, time away that the not
talking with road drivers is kind of like a kindergartner. But
you're right. No, absolutely.
Best to have the 64 crayon box out.
Exactly. It's always good to have. Get them, break out the crayons and the paper.
Like even the dock. Some of the dock workers are a lot like kindergarten.
And they write like they're in kindergarten.
Oh, my word. Like yes. That's why I think that's probably of the things that really I don't quite get is you're watching a generation of kids who don't know how to write really well. Mm-hmm. And we're working in an industry where everybody has to write down numbers.
Numbers, yeah.
And you're just and like I don't know how you guys read them. I mean, we have a hard enough time reading the trailer numbers sometimes. You're looking at it and you're going, is that a five or is that a three or is that, what's that? Is it an eight? What is it?
Yeah, no, there are some times where there's a lot of deciphering that has to happen.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to decipher hieroglyphic.
Pretty much.
Griffics. Yeah, you're like, oh my word, how does he say it here?
Or they'll write, you know, because our numbers have 10 numbers in them, pro numbers, and they'll write seven. I'm like, what the
fuck?
Which three are missing?
Yeah, I'm like, oh my, okay, I know at least the first one's a five. Like, cool.
We're missing something. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to disparage this generation.
No, absolutely
it's just
not,
it's a different generation. They use computers and, you know, they're on They're typing everything.
There are times I feel like walking out on the dock and find, because, you know, you have to, they put their initials next to each one.
Right. So if you could read their initials.
So, yeah, I've deciphered. I pretty much know all the initials now on who works on our dock. Uh-huh. But there are times where I want to go out to them and just be like, write it nice or write it twice. Like, I'm going to make you redo it.
write it nice. That's awesome.
That's what I used to tell the girls all the time. Write it nice or write it twice. And so they sort of, that's what I feel like saying to a lot of these fucking kids out there. Am I allowed to say that word?
They'll cut it out.
Who cares? No, they won't. They don't produce none. They just let it roll.
I don't know anymore. I don't
listen to the show.
I don't know anymore.
But now it's an interesting workplace.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I can imagine,
you get so many characters. It's the craziest place to work.
I think that's what makes it fun.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and at the same time, it's so infuriating.
I like working there so much because you just meet so many like interesting people.
Yes,
even
you do.
People that don't work for Pitt, Ohio, like total
outside carriers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I didn't really think about that.
They have
some personality.
They have some personality. Yeah.
It's great. It's a fun place to work. You know, this industry it can be a frustrating industry. It can be a fun industry. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been doing it for a long time you just, you hang in and you just do what you got to do because there's a paycheck at the end of the week. I don't care. It sounds mercenary sometimes in my own head when I say it, but like, that's the ultimate thing. It's the end of the week.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's doing this, you know, nobody's doing a job anywhere. Because they want to do it for free.
For free, yeah.
You know,
you're doing it for a reason.
It's the paycheck at the end of the week. And there's no other way to look at it.
Yeah.
There's a paycheck and there's benefits.
Absolutely.
And
do your job.
So, yeah. just do what you got to do. You know?
Help you.
Yeah.
The quicker you get my paperwork to me, the faster I am. My ass is out that door.
That's right.
Why do you think I learned how to type so fast? Get everybody out of my
depends on the day. I sometimes find my manifest and bury it just to stay hidey hide, you know.
Oh, look at you going. You're like,
go
oh,
and call
Mr.
Russell
Friendly
up and talk to him talk a little bit.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
it
what
is.
I hang out there.
Damn straight.
He does. That's why he stays on that bid.
There's two times a night I get happy when I get there, and I second trip. Ask Brian. Brian's not a happy camper. Brian doesn't get to see people.
No, yeah, that's me. I'm a people person.
No, me.
Oh, that Brian.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The other Brian.
I'm pulled over on the side of the road and he calls me on the phone for something.
Of course.
Oh, you sound gretzy. You didn't get out of Harrisburg in time. No. Like,
are you on the side of the road?
Yes.
Crying?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm crying.
I'm in the back of my trailer.
I'm afraid I'm going to melt. I'm a snowflake.
I need an emotional support animal. I mean, here we are. We're laughing at this. Oh, it's horrible. We're terrible.
Well, at least we're not on the school bus.
Ain't that
Did I stop? I stopped. Okay.
Very good. You controlled it. I'm very pleased.
Because I don't do windows.
No, you don't. I know you don't. You make a circle and that's it.
Porthole. Coming about.
it's just ridiculous when you have a whole roll of paper towels and the spray stuff in there and all you do is a little circle.
That's all I need.
I can see a little.
Yeah, sort of.
I don't know. This will be the first winter. I'm gonna have to get the panoramic view and clean everything. I don't know.
I'm sure Bart will take care of that for you.
Well, yeah, he does. Because the way I bring that truck back in the morning, they don't pay me to get up on that. I might break a hip,
dude. I used to climb up and do the windows, but I don't anymore.
Hey.
I don't climb up on those tires. There's no way I'm climbing up on that tire now.
Nope. Like I said, Mother Nature put it on, she'll take it off. Might not rain for 35 days, but hey, it'll come off eventually.
The city guy.
They're on hourly.
Right?
Yeah, that's always the best thing to hear. These city guys, oh, these line haul guys. Like, that's all I hear all night long.
Everybody's got to complain about somebody, you know?
Just remember, you're a line haul. You ain't earning it if your wheels ain't turning.
That's it. I don't get paid standing around.
Oh, no, I agree with that. I mean, like, the fact that you guys don't get paid to even fuel your trucks, really, like, that's fucking nuts. That's nuts.
It's so nuts. See why she I said like it her? Twice.
Yes.
I got to remember my Mormon manners. No swearing.
I'm not saying a word.
Well, that's a first.
Yes. I'm stupefied.
I'm not used to that. Silence. I'm not used to this side of him. I'm not going to say anything. Really?
Just trying to be nice.
Well, that's awesome. So, do you ever see yourself transferring terminals, or is there a place, or are you happy? And when I say this, I don't mean like in a mean way. Are you happy in Harris? Right? I don't mean it like, or is there an area that you think, oh, you know what? I wouldn't mind if once I'm driving to transfer anything like that, or are you?
No.
She sees the people out of Roanoke. Sorry, Hardy.
and just because
right away he goes there, right?
You know, well, you know,
just because I get bored sometimes doing what I do now,
right.
And a lot of terminals, like, I'm the only one in Harrisburg that does what I do. I'm
right.
The only one that manifests anything, and we're a lot busier than all the other terminals.
Yeah.
Where you know they have like two or three or four ladies doing my job for less busy terminals.
And they still can't get it all done.
Six.
And
so, or more.
So for me, it's like, I feel like I'd be too bored anywhere else.
Right.
Because, I mean, I already get bored at one of our busiest terminals.
Sure, sure.
So I feel like if I go anywhere else, there's going to be less work. And I'm
right.
Gonna be, just in general terminal. There, you know, from what I see coming in and out and what I watch and what I actually put my 2 cents into, you know, they got their 40 guys going out,
right?
And they got like everybody else coming in. You know, I mean, you're Roanoke, Richmond, Baltimore, Hazleton, East Windsor, Cherry Hill, you know, are all dumping into them. West Middlesex. And, you know, it's a lot of stuff going in and out in the course of a night.
Well, I mean, you even get, you know, Washington comes in.
Right. Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, I don't know how they keep it straight there, which, you know, it's amazing to me that they do.
And then you get the one guy that says, oh, this trailer doesn't have brake lights. Really?
Was that last night?
Or the other night?
One of the nights. One of our drivers who went to swing.
Where are you going? I'll follow you.
Just as they were getting ready to swing the load, he's like, he backed up into the door and his light started working again.
And Robbie says, get it out of here.
He's like, run, run now. Hit depart. Go. Don't hold back.
Pretty just much.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's only going 90 miles, like I always say.
But yeah, no, I think I would just get too bored. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
So I think Harrisburg plus. Moving away, like any other terminal, would take me further from the kids. And there's already a whole custody thing.
I gotcha.
So, no, I mean, there's no sense
causing more stress if you don't have to and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like all my supervisors are super cool.
Yeah.
Like, for the most part,
they are great.
They're all amazing.
Yep.
And then, you know, everybody I work with.
Yeah, I do miss watching Jason, you know. Is the redness degree.
When is Jason coming on the show?
Hey.
You got to keep working on him.
I've been working on him. I think he's scared ever since he's the assistant guy.
ATM.
Yeah. Yeah, the ATM, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's scared.
That's all right.
I told him I got booze here.
I'd love to have him on one of these days. I'd love to have anybody on from, you know.
He says he has Wi-Fi where he camps out on the weekend. That's all you need.
Yeah. We can do it that way. We can, you know, he doesn't have to come.
I'm still working on him.
All right,
once I rub it into him that she actually did a show now.
You know. And you can tell him how much fun it was and you know how mean Chipper was.
Jason is one of my favorites.
He's a good is. I tell you what, he's a really nice guy. I really like Jason. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and it's not the people that I didn't want to do the bit anymore.
Yeah.
That Chipper does. I just couldn't do it anymore. Yeah. I just it just drove me crazy.
No, I get that.
You know, it's one of those bids where, like, you know, unless you can do the NASCAR drop and hook, like, it is.
I'm reversed. I'm reversed. I can't stay in Allentown. Just get me the hell out as fast as possible. I'll be fine in Harrisburg.
Right, yeah.
I just don't want to be in Allentown.
Because you're a people person.
Yeah, right. I know, that's true.
And Harrisburg is where the people are at.
Help me help you. Have my peep work on the table.
Get me out of here.
You'll never hear a peep out of me. You won't even see me. If you want to know if the load left, you're going to have to go on the Mavens.
That's my whole philosophy. Yeah. If my load is done, the paperwork comes up, it should be back out here for me to take. Mm-hmm. It should be a quick circle, you know?
Yeah. I try to, like, seriously, when that crap comes up to me, I try to get it out as quick as possible. Like, I hate when I have, you know, 4, 5, 6 guys stand in the lobby just staring at me like I'm in a fishbowl.
Right.
Like, I hate that.
See, I don't do that. I just walk right in.
No, I walk in and sit down. There are a few other ones that do
They're inviting you to Christmas party this year.
There's a few others that I wish wouldn't. I won't name names, but.
I'll be honest with you.
You can whisper them to me. I'll name them.
This is how I am. This is me. Like, I don't, no matter how many times I go to a terminal, I don't feel comfortable walking into their office. Like, that's just not me. I'm content to just stand out and wait my turn or do whatever. Like,
what really drives me nuts is when I'm sitting there and I'm typing, like, and it clearly, like, I mean, I don't type slow.
Right.
And I'm typing as fast as I can. And what drives me nuts is when there are certain drivers from other terminals that will come in and be like, is my load done? Do you have my load done? And I'm like, I don't know. And then they start, like, going through my paperwork to see if it's, and I'm like, don't touch my,
like, yeah, I don't blame you.
Don't come in here and hustle through my.
Don't come out there and go through your truck.
No.
Don't you come in here and do.
But it's fun to watch.
That was
fun to watch. Yes.
You should.
Is that like this?
100%. Yeah.
Not me.
Because guess whose paperwork's getting done last now?
That's what I told him. I was like, I will put yours right on the bottom. I was like, don't come in here and touch my
stuff. Plus, I'm going to lunch then, too.
You'll be out here tomorrow.
I did. I was like, I'll put it on the bottom. I'll go to lunch. You can sit here and wait.
I don't blame
you. I was like,
you.
Don't come in here and shuffle through my stuff.
Not
like, that drives me nuts.
That's a no-no. That's a huge. I agree with that. Yeah. No, that's just
and
not
even
right.
Dan, like, he was like, yeah, don't touch her shit.
Yeah. Because then he's got to listen to it all night. You know, no, you're working in the office together. It's like,
yeah, no, Dan's pretty awesome.
Like, he's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was really, it was a great, great guy when they first, you know, when I was still doing that.
He's way
run,
better
you know?
Than the guy they hired before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember Robert.
I wrote him.
Man, do I remember Robert. I remember Robert was a guy who sent Shipper back to Allentown and me down to Baltimore. And I'm like, and then. Bob, what's Bob's? I don't remember. You know Bob. I mean,
the Gelbaugh. Yeah, Gelbaugh.
That's the guy. And he took me aside. He's like, you got to. You know, he didn't mean to make the mistake, and blah blah blah. And I was like, I know, I get it. Whatever.
No,
and Bob's a great guy. Robert was a good rock. He was.
Robert, like, get your flashlight and go guide it in. You did good there with the cargo plane. Go do that.
He was the. Oh my God, like the worst.
He cracked under pressure. I kind of helped him.
He had legitimate panic attacks in the stairwell. Like, I'd walk by to go into the break room, and he's in the stairwell as you come into the building, like, hands
melting
on
down.
His knees, like, huddled over, like, and he's like breathing heavily. I'm like,
what? And he's the same guy when you walk in at the end of the night, he's sitting on the desk like he's, you know, Joe Cool.
Yeah.
You know,
the super cool Army veteran that did all this shit.
Right.
And which is cool if you did, but I don't believe you did half the shit you said.
When you're watching what he's doing and you're going, well, we're in trouble. If that's what's going on in the services, we're in trouble. Right. Right. We're going to be speaking Chinese soon.
Fubar.
It's all over.
Yeah. I think he's got a couple books on Amazon. Oh, I know he's got at least one.
About
his time in Iraq and Afghanistan and how his...
It's a short story.
His group of guys, like, I don't know, there was like this turmoil and I don't know, like, he told us this story about how one of his guys had died, and so he put his dog tags on him. And I'm like, why the f*** would you put your dog tags on somebody else?
Right.
Like, nobody would do that.
Right.
Because, A, now you can't be identified
right,
if not, something happens to you.
Yeah.
And they
because you're already
think,
dead.
And they now think this guy is you. Like, why would you
and they're contacting
that?
Your mom
yeah.
and dad.
Like, he told the most, like, outrageous stories. And I'm just like,
if he does have a book on Amazon, you take notes. Nobody knows the name of the book or who that he's an author.
I was going to get it for Miller for Christmas one year.
Wow.
Just to watch the degree of redness.
But then I just couldn't fathom spending like the $7 on this book that he would get.
Yep. Can I get it for free?
Yeah, if I can get it for free, absolutely. Yeah. I'm not spending the money on his book, though.
Robert, can you give me a signed copy? Right. Can you give me
can
a signed
sign
copy?
Can you sign it for me? Give him an autograph copy.
Signed by the author. Ooh.
It's going to be a collector's item.
I doubt it. For the wood pile.
Give me 2 minutes on the clock. Limited edition.
No, he was awesome.
I mean, it's so terrible. I mean, I know we, you know, but he just from, because we all worked with him and we know what he was
it's
like.
It's a stressful job, and it's basically you either know how to do the job,
but if
you need to step aside.
But if you're doing all the stuff you're saying you're doing
right.
overseas, and,
right.
and you're not cracking under that pressure, but you're cracking under this.
Yeah. No, I thereby figured that out to be that's why we were in that war over there so long.
Robert was ready to show.
We had supplies every which way.
Every which way but loose.
No, but so we went, when I started, I went from having Miller as my immediate supervisor to Robert and now Dan. But yeah, like there's like a massive difference between, you know, Miller and Robert and even Dan and Robert.
Right. Oh, there's a massive difference between anybody and Robert.
I mean, even when I went out there,
and then come to find out, Harrisburg got new like LED lights on the dock.
Oh yeah.
Robert was it was his company that sold us these LED lights.
Wow,
which got Miller even more hot. Like that pissed him off so
because that's what I used to say. That's why he took forever walking around the dock. He was scoping out the lumens.
How many lumens do we need? Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he had like all kinds of like he was doing like
flashlight Bobby
business deals like while he was doing his job.
No wonder he wasn't doing his job.
Yeah.
He's doing everything else but
he was asking other office ladies to like write like things like business proposals and for him. Yeah, like it was weird. He was weird.
He was. And inefficient.
Yeah. And one day, like, he was always so slow. Like, I was always waiting on him for me to be able to do my job. And the one time where it was taking me a long time to finish, and he was done before me, he looked at me and he was like, hurry the up.
Wow.
I was like, excuse you? Like, who? I looked at him and I was like, I can type slower if you like.
That's when that's like a pee break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
smoke like, maybe got him because like, I'll be back like, for a while now.
How many times did you just get up and walk out without saying to anybody? But then you're gonna sit here and tell me to hurry the up? Like no.
That's
like how many times did I call Miller? Hey, Robert just walked out.
What a I mean, it does explain a lot.
It does.
It does. You know, then, you know, he's not there. So,
no, he was in there.
That's an understatement.
He will go down in Pitt, Ohio. Legend is like the worst.
Yes.
Most definitely.
The worst.
Yep.
I think I had to remanifest like everything all the time with him. That would piss me off so bad.
Was it just that he didn't know what he was doing? Or?
Yeah, no,
yeah.
He just had no
clue. Yes.
That is crazy. That
he
is
had
just
no
crazy.
Clue what he was doing. He was just...
And that's why I don't understand how... Like, where did he go from... Didn't he go somewhere... another place where he's working, running a warehouse or something like that.
Yeah, I forget the name.
And I'm just like, how?
One of our city drivers went in there.
Yeah,
the day,
yeah.
And was like, he ran into him and he was like one of the supervisors over at this other place. And he was like, how did you, how did you get this job?
Who gave you the reference?
Yeah, that's what I was
Who was your reference?
I have something in mind that I was going to say. I choose not to, but they're fun to watch.
You're a good man. You're a good man, Charlie Brown. You're a good man,
Charlie. Yeah, no, he, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, it is amazing. It is. And I get it. You know, the high pressure world of the trucking industry. Is not for everybody.
No, it's not.
He should have driven. He should have become a driver. That's what he should have done. Because
I think he would even massively fail.
I have 500 on that.
He would have been on the side of the road, pulled over, having a panic attack. Stressing. Because somebody cut him off and it gave him a flashback of something.
That's true. He's in the back.
Yeah.
In his trailer crying.
He would have been in the back in a straitjacket in a fetal position crying like Shipper.
Yeah. Yep. It happened.
I used to like you.
Shut up. I've had those phone calls in the middle of the night. He's just having a breakdown, you know.
Yeah.
And you have to be there for him. Be strong for him.
Yeah. Help him. I call. I'm broke down. Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nobody Silence. Answers. 5 hours to put a $3 hose clamp on.
I could have done this myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they paid you for it.
That doesn't matter. That's time I'll never get back.
That's true.
Yeah,
but
it was one less mics he could have drank.
See, there you go. We're just thinking about you, brother.
When she knows, she knows.
Making sure you're healthy, staying good and healthy, and
Are you kidding? I was.
It's amazing. It is amazing the stress that stuff puts you under, isn't it? Because your mind just starts to go.
I don't break down. That's the point.
Well, you did twice.
Yeah, in 2 days.
That's a rough week, dude. That's a really rough week. What happened? You blew a hose.
What happened? What was that?
And then there's no speed. There's no nothing. We're just coasting to the side.
Nope.
I've had that happen.
On some nights, I would drive it back, but that night.
Not that night.
I chose right over. Blinkers on.
I'll wait.
Yep.
What was the other time?
Going to Oaks. 2 days later.
Same clamp.
No, the front clamp. The other clamp.
The other end.
And at that point, breakdown says, well, did you have them look at it? Well, if they put one clamp on, the other clamp was holding. We're good to go.
I looked at it. It's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get the answer on the. Well, where's the clamp at? I don't know, about a mile and a half back.
like I'm hanging out under the hood waiting for it to go. I saw where it went.
Yep.
It is.
You know, you really want to keep them, put tethers on them so that when the hose blows off, ding, there it is. Or take the hose off and string 7 clamps right on the metal pipe. That way we have X-trees.
Start that way. That's right. Start that way. Start with that.
Just saying.
Yeah. You know, it is what it is. It's the business
part
we
of the
do.
Job.
It is, unfortunately, it's the bad part of the job.
Yeah, that's like the worst part of the job, but it's part of the job.
The nice thing is that when we break down, we're usually not that far from home.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like we're.
No, I was close to my second home, but I still was stirring it.
Well, by yourself, which is hard. I get it. I know you're a people person, and you don't like to be stranded by yourself.
Yeah. If I would have broke down at 280, was that 289, 286? At least it would have been the casino right there. Take time.
When the guy comes, I'm across the street.
Just tell him to ring up my phone. I'll come through the fence.
He would have pushed it till he got to that. You know.
Yeah. How about it? Like that. There you go.
Yeah, I didn't think 29 miles could have done it.
Pull over at the Morgantown exit. Yeah. We're good. Here we are. You know, why not?
Conveniently broke down inside the parking lot of Hollywood. You know?
I don't know what I was doing here. I just happened. The truck just dragged me right in. I don't know what was going on. That's a.
Yeah.
So what else do you like to do at Pitt, Ohio? Like, what else are you looking to do? What else are you wanting to do? I mean, is
anything and everything, really. Like, I've told them, like,
you'll do it.
You give me something, I'll learn it. Like, that's cool. I'm up for whatever.
That's a good attitude. It really is like, a good attitude.
I'm up for learning any aspect of that, of working at Pitt, Ohio.
Right.
Like, you want to teach me how to do something, I'm more than happy to learn it.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good attitude.
I mean, I let them know all the time. Hey, you got anything? Like, what can I do? So.
That's a plus.
Yeah.
You know, that looks good for you. It's good on your.
I mean, if I could. And this is one of the reasons I do want to, you know, get out of the office, because if I could work, you know, your 50, 60 hours a week, I would.
Right.
But in the office, I get overtime in Harrisburg. I don't know about any of the other terminal office workers.
Right.
But because we're so busy, I do get a little bit of overtime each week. But, I mean, I would like to get, you know, 10, 15 hours overtime every week.
That would be really? Sweet
to me. Yeah.
In the office?
In the office, on the dock, I mean, like anywhere.
And I get it. I mean, when I say I understand. It's,
I mean, there
when
have
I think
been
about
weeks.
Being in the office, I just think, oh my word, I couldn't do. You know.
Yeah, as long as I'm busy and doing something, yeah, and I'm fine.
It depends too on
if you're occupied and you don't have a mess of.
Yeah, I mean, even like last night. So like last night we had, it was me and our one other office lady, Cynthia, because we had one lady call off and then the scanner. You know, it was already scheduled off. So it was just the two of us working the whole office all night last night. I liked it because I was so much busier. The night went by quicker. Like if I work, you know, 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, it doesn't matter as long as I'm busy.
As long as you're able to keep occupied.
Quick. Yeah.
That's true. That is very true.
So I don't mind, you know, working.
That's good.
That time.
That
I just
nice
don't
to
want,
make the extra
I just don't
money,
want to be
know?
Twiddling my thumbs right. while I'm doing it. You know what I mean? I want to go, like keep me busy.
Sure.
Give me something to do.
Yeah. I hear that.
So
I like not doing much. That's why I'm a line haul driver.
I do at home. At home, I like to not do much, but that at is, work, I just like, I don't like being bored.
Yeah. And I do get that. I mean, that would drive me crazy. Yeah.
That's literally that. And you know, the money is the only reason I want to get out of the office.
Yeah. I don't blame
Other
you.
Other than that, I love being office.
Yeah.
Like the people are cool. Supervisors are cool. I get to meet drivers from all our terminals. Right. Who, most of them are pretty awesome.
Yeah. For the most part.
For the most
then
part,
there's
they're
me.
All pretty awesome.
Well, yeah, she said most.
Got Shipper here, he's an interesting one.
Yeah, you could say that. He's interesting. All right. He's got these peepers that look like he's got like a reflection coming off the back of him now. I'm like, what? The first time I saw him in studio with those eyeballs, I was like, what's with your eyes?
He's got a sparkle. Like,
oh, it's either that or he had like new eyeballs put in like a cat or something where he's getting the reflection.
Glass
eyeballs. Yeah. I'm like, what the heck's going on with that?
Let me play some marbles. Let me pop it out.
All right. You and Greg Zilli are going to be starting to do stuff together, huh?
We got the marble championship in hand. We got it locked.
We can't see for nothing, but you know,
it's all right. You don't really need to.
Yeah, it's overrated. Being able to see is, you know, it's nothing. So how was the interview?
Actually, it got a lot less stressful.
Told you.
Now we got talking.
Good. You just sit down and relax. And
no, it does take a minute to get used to it.
It does.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm always patient with everybody. It's just,
I tell you,
it'll be fun.
Try to make less stress for you.
Listen, it was less stressful.
You did a great. It was fun. And is there anything else you want to talk about? I mean, we're sitting here. Anything else you want to chit chat about? What are your girls thinking about doing? I mean, you got one at 17, so I mean, she's just about ready to graduate school and move on. And
yeah,
she have an idea what she wants to do or where she's
she does ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a few ideas of what she wants to do.
That's good.
Either, you know, be a tattoo artist, which I'm cool with.
Yeah.
Tattoo me all day long. Yeah. I don't care.
I got no problem with that. That's cool.
Add to my collection. Like
whatever she finds to do. If she does it the best she can.
But yeah. Or
it
then
don't matter.
She's also very good with like art. She's very good. Like
awesome.
Her art is amazing. Like,
yeah.
She never ceases to amaze me. She'll paint, she draws, she does it all.
That's awesome.
Like,
well, she's got that one pit. You got that one picture of what she did.
She
up there
so
at the
yeah.
Office.
The one day she asked me, she said, "I want to draw something fictional, but I don't know what to draw." And I was like, "What? I was like, why don't you draw me a hammerhead shark and a dog, like combined, right?
Like a chimera."
Yeah. And so she did. She drew me this amazing, and it looks it's a hammerhead that's got a hammerhead shark.
Uh-huh.
Like, head, but then like the body is a dog, and then it's got like the tail of a shark.
That's really cool.
It's the coolest. It's the cutest little freaking
shark
dog I've ever seen.
I bet that looks really neat.
But yeah, that's hanging on my window at work. And then now she's very good. She's into like your hardcore like music.
Oh yeah, I've got kids that do, and I'm like,
and so she's got like this faux hawk, mohawk, like sides of her head are shaved. She's wild.
She sounds like an independent thinker.
She's like me at her age, 100%. Like, there you just go. You can't tell her what to do.
Yeah,
like,
that's all right.
She knows. She just knows.
It's amazing. No,
she's really good. And then now she wants to do either that or like tattoos, or she's very good at taekwondo. So she wants to get back into doing that and like maybe open her own studio.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
Thundering or lightning. Yeah, well, music fest. It's gonna rain all week.
Of course.
And then my middle daughter Ellie, she's very much into cooking, culinary.
Oh, nice! Yeah, that's great.
So she's started culinary school.
Isn't it amazing how different, how divergent
how different they are? All three of them. You know,
it's crazy.
Different.
It's one of the craziest things.
Yeah.
You know, when you see your kids as they grow up and they become, a person. Yeah, and they're always a person. I don't mean it that way. You know what I mean? They get develop their personality and
they become themselves. Their own person.
Yeah, their own person. They become themselves. And you're like, I mean, because those are so totally divergent.
Yeah, it's the wildest thing to watch them go from like these little tiny babies to these fully grown adults.
Yep.
Because they do develop 100% different personalities. Yep. All three of my girls are 100% different.
It's
youngest is very much, you know, unicorns and rainbows and, you know, she's very like sweet and shy and the other two are outgoing.
Not so much a lot.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's what's so
my
cool.
My middle daughter, or not my middle daughter, my oldest, Addie, she's very tomboy. Just in muscle mass alone, you will like.
Who needs a forklift?
Right. That's awesome. Good for her.
But no, yeah, they're all very different. They're all very, very.
Yeah. Independent. The little one thinking about going to culinary school? Does she enjoy cooking that aspect?
No, she does the Votek. Culinary classes. They actually have a program for seniors when she's a senior where she can like go abroad and learn like culinary stuff abroad.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great.
I was like, that'd be fucking sweet.
Yep.
If I had the chance in high school to do something like that, I really would have done that.
Yeah. I have a couple of nieces who both went to culinary college institutes one went to Johnson and Wales and one went to.
Like for Mother's Day, she made me chicken Alfredo and like garlic bread and salad and all this stuff. Wow. It was good.
That is awesome.
Like she made it all from scratch and it was good. I was like, damn, girl.
That's awesome.
Every night she's like, can I cook dinner? I'm like,
it's a great job. I mean,
have at it.
You know, if she decides to go down that road, you know, there's always work.
There's always work. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Need food. Yep. And people want, you know, they want to go out for, you know, good something food. That's, you know, nice and, you know, so that's great. Yeah. Good for her.
So those two very know cool. what they want to do.
And yeah, I mean, she's still young.
Much,
yeah.
Yeah. She's you know, very much, you know,
she's 13, you know, she's still, yeah, she's got a lot of time to decide and things will kind of,
I will say, I know you're not supposed to have favorites, but my youngest Josie, she's probably my favorite.
Yeah.
She's just like, so like easy.
Right.
From the day she was born. Easiest one I've had.
It is kind of neat when you get one like that.
Yeah, like we didn't have any like that. School, but never had to worry about her going out with friends. Never had to worry about like anything with her.
Wow, that's
like,
really cool.
She's like,
if you could imagine the perfect kid, she's the one that's kid, like just really laid back and easygoing, and that's really neat. That's
she
really
never
cool.
argues. The oldest will at least you know try to argue a little bit, but she knows you know eventually I'm gonna win.
Right. That was always the, you know.
I just give her a look and she just knows, okay, I better shut up.
Shipper doesn't have a favorite kid. Does he know?
Does he know he's not your?
All I can say is, you know, the old adage: if you plant corn, you get corn, and I'm just riding it out.
Amen, brother. It's all good.
I mean, like I said, you know.
It's a different generation, man, and it's all.
Oh,
good.
Not him.
I just, you know, he's a good kid.
Not him, man. He is.
Hey, at least he's not in trouble.
Yeah, like, exactly.
He's not getting arrested. You know what I mean?
He likes to hunt. He likes to fish.
I'm sure he pays all his tickets.
And exactly. And he pays his, you know, whatever.
Well, he has enough cops to get him talked out of it.
There you go, too.
There was a couple times. Right. Yeah, but.
Not getting into
that. He's me. I no matter how you cut it, he's me. And
like they say, the nut doesn't fall far from the tree, right?
Yeah.
I hear
it's a scary thought. Yeah. I was like, I thought I did something.
All right. You did. it's what happens. I mean, you know, you're young. That's what happens.
See, my oldest is definitely a mini me, but she is a better version for sure. I was not a good teenager. Like my mom was probably ready to murder me. So I still to this day will apologize to my mom. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry for what I did between the years of 9 and 19.
Sorry about that, mom.
It was more between the ages of 16 and like 20.
It's a four-year span. That's not bad.
That was really like a big shit to my mom.
She still loves you.
She does.
That's what moms do.
Absolutely.
Which thank goodness they do.
Right.
You know.
I mean, that's why I think they come out of mothers instead of men, because mothers gotta have that love there, because sometimes you just want to strangle the shit out of these kids.
Ain't that the truth? That's why some animals eat their young. Right. You know, you get it, right?
Like, you're not gonna make it. You're done.
I saw a meme once. It was so funny. It was like, you think you're a bad mom. I forget what animal it was, but it was like, you think you're a bad mom. This animal throws her young. Get away from predators, so they eat the baby instead of the mom.
Mom's like, I can make more. Sorry.
I was like, that made me laugh. I was like, I guess that does make me a better mom. I would take a bullet for him at least.
But only one.
Only one. Just one.
In the arm.
One per kid.
That's funny. That is good.
But no, they are. They're fun. They're my best friends.
That's awesome. That really is awesome. Yeah. I think that really is cool. I'm glad.
Yeah.
It's how it should be.
I get very bored when I don't have them with me.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Like when they're with me, we're the whole time we're just laughing and having fun. Like it is. It's like we're best friends.
You know, scary as they grow up and move out.
Uh-huh.
I know. And then you're like, what?
I know.
I'm just left with me and Michelle. And I'm like,
I'm not ready for them. I don't ever want to go back to the toddler years, right. You know, the 8, 9. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm cool not doing that ever again. But I am really sad. Like, everybody says, like, the teenage years are the worst. But to me, this is my favorite time.
That was my favorite time with our kids.
Because I feel like I can interact with them like adults.
Yep.
Like,
I can talk to them
like adults. I can
yell at them like an adult.
Yeah.
At least you can communicate on an adult level.
Like they understand fully what you're saying or what you're not saying. Like they get it.
They do.
And so this is probably my favorite time. I mean, I loved when they were little and their little voices and things they did.
Cute and fun.
But no, this is absolutely my
favorite. That's what grandkids are for.
Yeah.
Grandkids are for that part. That's fun when they're little, you know.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No. But you know, Tony's got two and Tanya's got one. And it's like, okay,
Yeah.
And it's fun. You know, because when you have your own little kids, it ain't so fun.
Because you
gotta take care of them and you right. But then when it's somebody else's, you're like, you can have fun.
Yeah.
And then send them home. They poop their diaper, here you go, mom. You know, I'm out.
Not my job.
I'm done. I'm just grandpa. That's it. I'm out.
Right.
You know, pretty much. It's great. I miss the kids. I miss my kids. Yeah. I really do.
It broke my heart when
Tony and Jack moved. It broke my heart because I just miss them. Yeah. You know,
I was going through videos on Facebook the other day. It was like, you know, your memories.
Yeah.
And there was one, and my oldest Addie, when she was really little, had an English accent.
Oh,
it was weird. I don't know where it came
from. Yeah, that's neat.
But it was so cute. And So she had gotten hurt and she was sitting on my couch and I was just recording her. And she said, I need an apple to feel me better. And I said, you need an apple to make you feel better? And she said, yeah, I need an apple to feel me better.
Isn't that adorable?
And like, I was just like, God, I miss that. Yeah. Like, where'd the English accent go? Can we have that back?
That is funny.
Wow. So I miss that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
No, none of the other stuff.
Yeah, boy, do I hear that. But you know, it's like one of the things that I've learned with the kids, with my own kids, is that no matter what they do, I'm proud of them.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care what you do for a living. I'm proud of you. You're
as
my
long
kid.
As you're happy, and I don't care.
Yep. That's it. I love you and I'm proud of you. I'm proud of all my kids.
As long
all
as you're
three
not
of
a
them,
strain on society and
yeah,
you're happy.
That's it.
Then you know what? You do you.
And if you ever need, just I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm always here for you. I love yous all. And it's just, you know, I know it's kind of like a sentimental thing at this point, but it's like, it's just where it's at.
No,
you know?
Absolutely.
Actually, I'm not getting any younger. And, you know,
there's a song, you know, the band Hailstorm.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. No.
No.
Nobody
know. You found
stand by.
Know, yep.
Hold on.
Shippers marking this day on the calendar. Right.
Well, he's looking.
Oh, I'm not looking anything up. I'm just
looking up.
Filling it up. Mr. Jukebox, I know every song. You don't?
Nope.
Make this.
That's okay.
Wow.
So anyway, she's got this song. There's this band. She's actually from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Red Lion.
Cool.
Right.
And she's got this song. And it's called Dear Daughter. But every time I put it on, the girls just start bawling because it just
Can't believe you do not know.
Hailstorm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think the girl's name is Hail.
Lizzie Hales.
Hail. Lizzie, yes. Yes.
Holy. Maybe I know it and I don't know it. Like, I didn't know.
Oh, this is not one of her most popular songs. But this is this song.
Well, look up the song she just told you.
This is it.
This is it.
This is.
What do you think I'm going to look up the song she didn't tell me? That's the one. I never heard it.
Yeah, I love her.
I will have to listen to that song. Maybe we'll make that the outro.
That, yeah. That's
I'll
what you
tell
do.
Him to put it as an outro for us. Or at least you can only play so much of it before you get
before we have to pay.
You know, but.
But yeah, no, that she's one of my favorites.
Nice.
But that girl, that song,
what's the lady's name?
Lizzie Hale.
Lizzie
Hale. Hailstorm.
Hailstorm is the name of the band. But yeah, they're actually.
Wow, I actually know. I knew.
You knew something that I don't know.
Holy crap.
Yes. I know, right?
See, I told you. He rubbed off on me.
My ex-husband was not friends. They were pretty good acquaintances. But her first her first guitarist, he was good acquaintances with him. That's how I started listening to them.
Wow.
He was telling me about it before she was, like, really popular. But, yeah, now.
Yeah, he knew Brett from Mechanicsburg.
Yeah. That's cool.
Brett who?
It's gonna go there.
You know.
I bet you if I play it for my daughter, she'll go, oh, yeah, I've heard them before.
So
she's going to turn me on all the newer stuff.
He's
newer
got a daughter named Rain. And my youngest daughter, Josie, her middle name is Rain. And that's why I named her Rain, is because of him.
Is R-A-Y-N?
Hers is R-A-Y-N-E.
That's what I'm,
But yeah, like, that's why I named her
that's
Rain
a pretty
is because
name.
Of Brett Michaels' daughter's name.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I like that.
Yeah, that is neat.
So that's what I made her.
Nice.
Her middle name.
That's really cool. That is really cool.
Yeah, I like some Brett Michaels.
Yeah, amen. There you go.
Yeah.
I hear that.
Pretty good.
Yep. That's back in the day.
Yeah.
It's back in the day. It's back when, I won't go there. Back, I was gonna say it's back when music was still good, but it wasn't at all. I mean, and nowadays music is good. Well, you know.
I mean, no, there is some good stuff, but
my music days was Music Fest with the tow truck down there at Music Fest that I was pulling in the cash.
And those were your happy days.
Those were my happy days, and we were able to drink
back in like the 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. That was good stuff. Like 80s, you get some pretty good in the 80s.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I listen to everything, but yeah.
I listen to everything up until like up through the 80s, some early 90s.
Oh, speaking of which, sorry.
Yeah.
Did you see that Aerosmith pulled the plug?
They're done?
They retired, because of Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler,
yeah.
I figured he's probably, yeah.
I mean, what is he? He's like
was a couple years
90.
Well, no, they were on a tour, and what happened with his voice 70s. Went bad. something with his voice, and it's not going to come back.
It was a few years back, he fell off the stage.
Yeah.
How old is he? That's a good question.
I'm looking at it.
They got to be
76.
I was going to say.
This seems like they should be older, doesn't it?
I feel like he's older than that, but yeah. I guess not.
No, you're thinking of Keith Richards.
No, he's like 150.
Yes,
okay?
He is.
He was born before Betty White.
He looks like
it. Now I got to know.
But I think Mick and they've got to be in their
80s.
Early 80s.
Yeah,
I would say.
No way. He's only 80.
Yeah. Yeah. He's 80.
That would make sense.
No way.
Yeah. They were probably about 18.
He looks like he's like 300.
Well, he's a crib keeper.
If the if the Beatles were in 1964 when they got popular,
they were
probably about 18, 19.
Yeah.
And that's 50 years ago.
Right.
So they're about 80. It seems like it's forever ago.
It does. It really does.
But it stands to
reason.
It's
really not, I guess.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yep, exactly.
But he does.
He looks it. He looks like he was born in the turn of the century. And I mean the last century.
He looks like he was born. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, he was. He was one of the original wise guys. Men.
Wise.
Because that guy is old. Yeah. So.
No, I listen to everything.
That's how I am. I will find anything interesting. I don't mind. There's certain genres. Like, I'm not, like you said, your daughter listens to the rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
That's not my thing. My kids like that stuff. Yeah. That's not dad's thing.
I don't hate it.
But it's okay.
I'll
you know?
To it,
yeah, I don't mind. Michelle loves it. I'm like, she's weird.
Michelle?
She listens to all this weird stuff. I'm like, what the heck is the matter with you? You're like 57.
Oh, see,
what are you doing?
My two youngest, Ellie and Josie, they're really into the K-pop crap lately.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not all bad.
I don't mean to judge you, there are
some catchy Korean pop tunes that I could get down with. But it's like they sing in like English and then Korean and then it's like in Japanese and then they're like got some Australian accents going on and with this. It's really weird.
But it is. Yeah. But it's neat.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I agree with you. It's nothing wrong with it.
It's definitely different. Like I was like 7.
Why didn't you say that?
Because now the new kids on the block are like 40.
Not so new kids. Dial him up.
He might be on the way there.
It could be.
Like, hey, the girl needs tickets. Get her backstage passes.
Corey, can you hook her up?
Just get her on the bus. I'll just hide in like the back room when they come in. I'll be like, surprise!
Oh, that's so cool. To me, there are people that I know that are very music snobs, you know, like they only like certain things, or they turn their nose up. And I'll listen to anything. I don't mind genres. Yeah, I mean, I'll listen to any genre. I don't mind. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like I have my own preferences, but I'll listen to anything.
Yeah, we were talking all the way over, and I was like, I have like a million like playlists on my Spotify account, but I really only have one that I listen to the most. But
everybody has their preferences, but you listen to anything.
If you can listen to anything,
to me, that's like, that's how you should. I don't judge anybody for what they listen to. You enjoy what you listen to. And I will never look at you and say, oh, that's, you know,
you can't.
How can you listen to that?
Yeah, it's tonight.
Oh, boy, that was quick.
Right.
They arrived. They're here.
Yeah, no, I would definitely go. I just like concerts. So you tell me there's a concert and I can get tickets, I'll go.
The best years of my life when I used to go to see concerts.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say.
I haven't seen a concert in years.
The last time I was the concert, because that was the thing in the 70s age, you had to get the shirt.
Yep.
And the shirts were only $10.
Exactly.
Now. Where are they now?
Yeah.
$45, $50 for
really?
A shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
you go
crazy.
Wow. It's like $10 for a beer that's like 7 ounces.
It's crazy. It really
it's
is.
Stupid. It's stupid. Yep. Pay, you know, $350 for a piece of shit seat, and then you got.
Tell
you
me know, about it.
$50 shirts, and then you're spending. You're looking to spend at least $600 when you go to a concert.
Oh, easy. And if you're going any place to go see the concert, we went with Michelle and myself and Jack and Tanya. We took the kids up to see Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden. That was not a cheap trip. I could tell you that.
I bet it wasn't.
No.
Especially those tickets were probably not.
Yep. They were more than I've ever spent on a ticket to go to see somebody sing.
And I would love to see Billy
but
Joel,
though. I loved it. It was great. One of my favorite singers. This is one of my own preferences. And the kids were like, I was like, we should go see him. And they're like, yeah, we'll go with you. I was like, all right. I mean, I never even been to New York City like to go visit. Okay. I'm like, I've driven in New York City.
I have no reason to go to New
right.
York.
Right. Like, there's no reason. But Billy Joel was a reason. I mean, that was a good reason to go. I enjoyed it. I had a great time. Yeah, that was a great concert. Sure. I mean, I think I videoed every freaking song. I videoed it. So I was like, what the heck?
I mean, I did Garth Brooks in, where were we? State College a few years ago. More than a few years ago. It was like 10 years ago now.
Wow.
But
nice.
That was a really good show.
I bet. He was a great.
He's a fantastic. Oh, my word. Like, on stage, he is fantastic.
What a presence,
the energy is just, like, insane.
Yep. That's great.
I don't know at his age how he has that much energy.
Right? I know.
But he is just running constantly, just back and forth, back and forth.
It's amazing. And he's a great entertainer.
He is.
I mean, and a great singer. He's got a great voice.
Great voice.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of them that are out there that, I listen to, you know, and you're like, how in the world are they a singer? How in the world? Do they sound that good on record,
you know,
that they just
really
in concert they're just, you know,
when you hear like their voices and they're all auto-tuned.
Yeah.
Like that I hate.
Yep.
I will absolutely
I want to hear you sing.
Yes.
I don't want to hear the
Chris
computer
Stapleton,
sing.
He's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Like love his voice is amazing.
That's what I've always found the voices, and that's why I like Billy Joel, because Billy Joel's got a really great
really
voice.
Voice.
Really good voice.
Yeah.
You know, I like Michael Bublé. I like, you know, I like anybody who sings well. I'll listen to you. Like, I'll give you my ear. I'll lend you my ear all the time. You know, it's like, I love music that sings good. If you don't,
Romans,
countrymen, lend me your ears. I'm willing to lend you my ear if you sing well. Caesar, if you could sing, I'd listen. But you can't. So,
gentlemen, lend me your ears.
That was yes, ma'am. Yes, it was.
Oh, man. My dad had me always watching the best movies. That and
that's
Blazing
awesome.
Saddles. We watched those a lot.
Yes.
Those are both excellent movies.
Fantastic. Classics.
We'll be able to watch them nowadays.
No, canceled. Unfortunately. Yep. Exactly. Oh, yeah. You think about that so much.
I had
today.
My girl
I mean,
watch Blazing
stuff.
Saddles, like, 4 or 5 months ago.
They
like,
probably all dropped over like,
no,
Mom!
No, they... They're all very much like
normalized.
Yes. They're
there
not,
you go.
They're not woke.
Right.
We're not woke.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, no, they watched it. They were laughing. Yeah. They were like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. When you think about the movies we watched when we were kids, right? The TV
hell, when we
shows
grew,
we
grew up
we
with
kids.
Archie Bunker and right. George Sanford.
And the Jeffersons.
Yes.
You ever
it's like,
see
the world.
Old Mickey Mouse, like when he was in black and white.
Yes.
And he's got like the cheese going down the conveyor belt,
uh-huh.
And then he's like poking holes in it, right?
Yep.
He's poking holes in it with his. This is what we're watching as kids.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Like, I didn't realize that until literally I saw this meme about this whole thing, and I was like, oh my God.
I'm not eating Swiss cheese ever again.
Right.
That's the first thing that runs through my head.
Right. No. I was like, this is what I was watching when I was 5?
Chicken cordon bleu? I don't think so. No Swiss cheese for me.
Right. Maybe if you get a doctor's note, you can sue Disney.
Mickey Mouse's special sauce.
Yeah.
Like, oh, speaking of special sauce, we're going off topic.
Boy, we certainly are. It's
the Boston Market.
Yeah.
It's empty.
Oh, is it?
Chick-fil-A, I'm telling you, bro.
There you go. That's it.
I'm telling you, that's
spot.
Got a thing with Chick-fil-A. I'm telling you, that's it.
That's our
that's
spot.
It. The building's there, man.
It's ready to rock and roll.
Turn
it's ready
key and
do.
Go. So we might be out of this podcast soon.
We got our own bosses at Chick-fil-A. People will be lining up around the building just to see us.
Billy coming off the Appalachian Trail
yeah.
to see us.
Podcast in the Chick-fil-A.
We could. At the,
there you are.
We do a live podcast every
right.
day in
right.
Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Swing through and get a chicken sandwich.
Yes, sir. Come on in.
Oh.
Drop in, say hello, and have a sandwich.
That's right. You get all you them like random truck drivers walk in, just be on your podcast, be like, this is what I saw today.
Yeah, basically, that's a truck stop there. You know, with Cabela's.
Yeah,
I mean,
market Cabela's
you see,
walk up.
Yeah, you see how many are in there.
Shit. Yeah, it's crazy.
Podcast all day, every day doing that shit.
That would be so cool, wouldn't it? Like
I
all
think
the,
it would be.
Yeah, I mean, all of the ideas that you
if
come
I
up
could,
with to
if
do
I
this.
Could make a living off of just doing this, that would be awesome. I would do it.
Tony does.
I was going to say, because we're My trying.
I would do it.
It's crazy.
You can just sit here and around with some people for a couple hours. Like, yep. Why not?
No. That's why I'm like,
God, I like it.
Are you serious? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But God bless him. I'm happy for him.
There's really just a bunch of Bigfoot Sasquatch. Awesome. Once my kid tags one, you know,
bring it in, it's all over.
It's over.
You know, then it's Dogman. Then we got to go, looking for Dogman, and we got to get the aliens, and we got the ghosts, and you know,
there's all kinds of
paranormal stuff going on out there, Ship. It's more than just Bigfoot. Ooh, got the Loch Ness
paranormal shows, the ghost shows.
That's what he does. What Tony does. It's called The Confessionals.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah, he really enjoys it.
I wanted to get somebody out to do that when I was married to my ex. When we moved in, it's on Forensic Files. Forensic Files did a show on it.
Wow.
And the guy murdered his wife in our house.
Wow.
Strangled her to death with a dog leash.
It's
called A Tight Leash on Forensic Files.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get the heck out. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Like, I wanted to have paranormal, because there was weird shit happened in that house.
Oh, I
all
bet.
The time. And my ex was not a believer in this. He was like, yeah, you're foolish.
Yeah, I've always wondered what has to happen to somebody before they'll believe.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, you're living it. You know, yeah. You're living in the house, dude.
Like, random toys that get 2 o'clock in the morning when everybody's asleep, just going off. The toys you physically had to, like, be touching or, like, playing with.
Yeah, you have to squeeze the hands or whatever to make it do its thing.
Yeah, it would randomly go off in the middle of the night. Like, I would hear a lady screaming at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, like just blood curdling scream.
Wow.
It was weird.
That is weird.
There was a lot of weird stuff. Like,
she's coming back. We're doing a show on
this. I know. We should do it. We should. We could do a paranormal podcast. We'll have you back.
Yes.
We really will. I think that'd be cool. Hold on to that story. We hope everybody enjoyed this show. And if you enjoyed the show, what can they do?
Share the show. Share with everybody, anybody, any coast, whatever. Just get the bigger listenership up.
Just do it.
Amen. Get the listenership up.
Keep the hammer down in the hammer lane. Have a good night. Ciao.
Take care, bud.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.